Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
New Zealand old-growth logging halted. The last rimu log from public land on the west coast of New Zealand has been milled. This is our first confirmation that logging has finally ended on the final 130,000 hectares of primary rainforest. Greenies have been battling for 30 years to achieve this result. The West Coast Times says the mill has now converted to cutting only plantation-grown radiata pine, which it exports to Australia and the United States. The rainforest may be closed to loggers, but since the end of felling in the Buller District, among others, the chains and padlocks have come down and the forests are open once more to the public. The West Coast region of New Zealand now has more than 85% of its land area protected as public conservation estates. Tourism is our biggest and fastest growing industry, equal with farming. The huge volume of timber is still milled here, but it is almost all from plantation sources, with the exception of a very small cut of native timber from sustainable operations on private lands. The 150-year-old logging of the West Coast forests of New Zealand has been a classical extractive industry. No native forest of any commercial significance has ever been replanted. The campaign has been a long and bitter one, with many activists arrested. Our position has always been that there is more money to be made long-term from taking tourists into these wonderful forests than from logging them. And Earth First Radio News thanks Peter Lusk of New Zealand for that story. The World Wildlife Fund finds a record number of species in highly threatened Indonesian forest. A new field survey done by the World Wildlife Fund has found that the tropical forest of Teso Nilo on the Indonesian island of Sumatra harbors the highest level of lowland forest plant biodiversity known to science, but the WWF also warns that this forest could be lost in less than 4 years if the current rate of logging continues and is calling for Teso Nilo to be set aside as a protected area. The survey done by the WWF scientists on the 1,800-square-kilometer Teso Nilo forest shows it contains up to 218 vascular plant species in just one single 200-square-meter plot. This is nearly twice as high as the previous number of 114 species recorded using this same technique elsewhere in Sumatra. It is also much higher than in other humid tropical lowland forests evaluated similarly in 19 other countries, including Brazil, Cameroon, New Guinea, and Peru. One of Sumatra's single largest remaining blocks of lowland forest, the Teso Nilo is also home to a wide range of wildlife, including elephants, tigers, gibbons, and even tapirs. But according to WWF, Teso Nilo is being heavily logged for timber and pulp by both small-scale illegal loggers and an international corporation, with devastating effects on both plant and animal life. On satellite images, Teso Nilo stands out like a green arc harboring Sumatra's unique wildlife in a rough sea of clear-cutting and plantations. The logging that threatens Teso Nilo is a part of a pattern across Indonesia where large financially troubled corporations, often with foreign ownership, liquidate standing forests for a tiny fraction of their true economic potential and without regard for their biological value. Illegal logging in the country is a complex issue which involves various actors including communities, bureaucrats, military personnel, and global market interests. Nevertheless, the Ministry of Forestry has committed to crack down on illegal logging. WWF believes that in Teso Nilo, Indonesia has a good opportunity to show how such a commitment can be fulfilled. We urge the government of Indonesia to act now and set aside the Teso Nilo forest as a protected area for the good of future generations, said August Purnomo, executive director of WWF Indonesia. Indonesia has a rare opportunity to make an invaluable contribution to conservation, which the global community would certainly welcome, added Dr. Claude Martin, director general of WWF International. The World Wildlife Fund also calls on the key consumer countries, notably the G8, to halt the international trade of illegal timber and at their next G8 summit in June to commit to purchasing timber only from legal sources that originate from sustainably managed forests.
Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on, boys, in the-